Recorded live.
Welcome to the Good, Bad, and the Geeky. I am good, the bad, and the geeky.
The good.
Shut up!
The good.
Can I go now?
Yes, you can go.
Do I have to do it all over?
No,
we're still rolling. This is part of the show.
I am here with Nick Nitro. Woo! Jimmy Daly.
Yeah. Boo. You're sexy.
Nathan Haley.
Boo!
He has no balls, not proven it. Want to hit him with a water bottle.
And me, Wendy Webb. And I am so excited to be here today.
Well, awesome. We're very excited to have
excited.
You here.
I think you're special. We're
all very special.
Yeah, we can tell Nathan's excited by the thimble-sized lump in his pants.
That's not funny.
That's with erection.
Now that was funny. Okay, we got a big show today. We have.
Are you calling us fat?
That's what she said.
Jimmy's done.
You're in your pants.
Okay. Anyway, we got. Winnie's here. We all saw a movie. We're going to review that. And Jimmy's got some segment that
I'm
I don't know what it's about.
A brand new segment that Nick.
Which I have no idea. I'll probably delete it out anyway.
No, you
and.
Jimmy.
And we also have emails and general stuff. We also have I don't remember what, but
let's
do emails. Nathan, you have emails. Email.
Yes, I do. This guy from somewhere. No, he told me to keep his name anonymous. It's a very touchy subject. In the email, said he wanted to remain anonymous.
Fair enough.
A lot of guys have a problem with pornography because it is.
Okay.
If you say his name, he will not be anonymous.
You probably know. Sorry, Craig.
Anyway, a lot of guys have a problem with downloading porn and like making sure it gets off their computer. And he sent me an email.
I have that problem too. Why is this guy?
Why does it have to get off your computer? Why can't you just leave it there?
You said get off. Okay. So anyway, he sent me this email how to like get rabbit. And I told him this. Yeah, I just delete it, and then I'll still send it hard. There's nothing really you can do except blow up your computer.
Hit it with a mallet.
Even if you delete it from the recycle bin and everything, there are ways to still track your your computer. So it's never gone.
It's pretty fun. When did I go to bigwieners.com?
Nathan comes up in my room and goes to bigboobies, bigwiener.com, vagina. I love vagina.
But JJ, did you go to thejj.com?
No, but there's
Bajingo.
Bajingo.
There's some website you can go to. Girls are pooping in a cup. What was that?
Oh, WendyWeb.com.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
Wendy Webb.
Wait. What's this website was called?
WendyWeb.com.
Google.
She's a real estate agent.
She actually is. She's one who's not lying.
Go to WendyWeb.com.
That's where we're going.
Well,
it's loading.
Slow.
Well, I'm trying to fix that. I have like over like 7 gigabytes.
Hey, while we're waiting for WendyWeb's page to load, the page
Advanced Real Estate Services.
The Waterfront Specialist.
273792 Rockfield Boulevard, Suite 100.
Wow, they even got the two B's.
I know.
Or not two B's.
That be the question.
Okay, and moving on.
Next email.
My email is from John.
John, how convenient.
In Salt Lake City, Utah.
It's always a one syllable.
Okay, Jonathan, is that better? In Salt Lake City, Utah.
Poopinacup.com doesn't
Jonathan
have anything.
Jonathan writes, last week you argued whether Jimmy would get to do his Colbert segment or not. Did Jimmy win that argument, or
yes.
Is Nick, a.k.a. Adolf Hitler, the tyrant of all
no,
things?
No, well, yes. Well, I would wish to say that.
My email's so much better.
It probably is.
The Colbert segment discussed, I did win, and it will be on next week's show. However, Amazon.com is joining Nick in the Axis of Evil because it has not shipped me the book yet, and I pre-ordered it. It's been out for 12 days.
Maybe I canceled it.
Whatever. So Nick, Adolf Hitler, and Amazon are my first two parts of my Axis of Evil. I've not declared a third.
I'm going to shut your microphone off. Keep that up.
But yes, next week we will have a very special poll
for the ladies.
Special. Okay. Go for it, Nick.
Okay. My email is, oh, Lord. I can't find it.
It's in Japanese.
You know, Wendy, why don't you go ahead
Sherlock
first?
Sherlock and go to translation.
Wendy, why don't you go ahead next?
Nick, I can't find mine right now. You need to
go. I can't find mine either.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did you look in the refrigerator? That's where I find mine.
That's where I... Right?
It's amazing. You're going to find... Computer sounds like CDs. It's an email. It's an email, you retard.
Jordan's in it.
Oh, my gosh. You teach your special needs.
Let Wendy read your email.
Okay, I got mine, and that is... dear good Ben and Geeky, I like the new website design.
I do too.
Where are you going to have an email address we can just naturally click on? Yes, we do.
Can I see it?
Yes, you sure can.
Not right now, after the show.
No, let's do it right now. Because, I mean, come on, what's wrong with that? It's fun to do, sort of.
You scolded me that for me running the show too long, and you keep stopping.
It's okay. You know, I don't care. I'm comfortable.
I'm all say.
Almost like. If you go to joelforgets.com/gbg/, and we got our website. There we go.
Oh, look, Jimmy Neck.
There's
me?
A Nathan.
And then there's a Nathan there.
Because
you're occasionally here, occasionally not.
Right.
You're.
But Nick and I are here all the time. That's why our pictures are all over the place.
We're lucky Jimmy's boring.
I'm very lucky Jimmy's boring.
That's a terrible picture of me drunk, though.
Yeah.
Terrible. When my hair was extra long and...
I just look occasionally high, so I'm not too worried about that. I'd rather be high than look like a complete idiot.
That's true.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what I said.
You did shave your face.
Yes,
I something was different. No, this is
just Nitro is cleanly shaven this morning.
Cleanly slick.
Look, cleanly
shaven. Yes, my throat is slick. Yeah, we have a contact us button, so you can email us now. It's a lot easier to do. You don't have to sit there and like listen to us gab on about. So that's my email. Wendy, what's yours?
Oh, I finally have mine.
I'm sure.
Wait, did you find it on your email that sounds like a CD disc?
It's on the disc, man.
It's on a disc. Leave her alone.
You're a disc.
Okay, it says.
I found a picture.
This
mom's a disc.
Stop interrupting my email. My email is from Jemima.
Is that your Aunt Jemima?
No, she's not Aunt Jemima. It's just Jemima. Jemima from Washington.
She might be somebody's aunt.
Jemima.
I wonder if she's somebody's aunt. That would be awesome.
Now give Winnie a break. She had almost had pneumonia.
I did.
So.
Okay. I'm ready. My email is from Jemima, and she...
This show has more laughs than a barrel of monkeys. And those monkeys are... hopped up on nitrous oxide.
Okay. My email is from Jemima, and she resides in Wapakoneta.
Wapakoneta, Cucamonga.
Okay.
In Lake
Titicaca. Lake Titicaca. Oh, Lake Titicaca.
Jemima writes,
in the middle of Peru.
Dear Good, Bad, and the Geeky, I would like to know why Wendy is not on the website. I know she's beautiful because her voice is amazing.
And her thighs are enormous.
That is not true.
That is so mean.
She's not on the website because she's so beautiful she would put the rest of us to shame. And
we would.
And Jemima.
And Jemima.
And I'm sure...
Oh, Jemima. She really apologizes about that.
You're breaking this whole thing right now.
I am not. Jemima writes. She wants to know why Wendy is not on the email.
I would like to know that too, Nick. I think we should add Wendy in there.
Well, I actually plan on doing that eventually, putting everyone under the About Good, Bad, and Geeky website. That way, you even get to talk about yourself. Being that I'm an egotistical freak, I thought it would be nice to let everyone else be a little egotistical too. I'll put it under the About GBG section. About face, exactly.
Okay, so Wapakoneticans.
What am I?
I'll be on the website.
You're a Wapakoneticans.
I'm sorry.
Will your pants be on the website?
My pants might be on the website.
Awesome. We do have a picture of your pants. They're lovely
pants. What?
We
can just do a before and after.
Nathan calls me my cherry bottoms.
You can have get like your little quote. Be like,
I can see Wendy's cherry.
Get in my pants. This is Wendy.
That just happened.
That's horrible, Jeremy.
I know.
That's worse.
He said
that
I see Wendy's cherry.
I just popped it.
You can't pop it.
Wendy has, like, cherries on her pants, and, like, he just went and popped one.
If you spill some of your water on them, they'll be wet.
wet cherries.
Oh my god, people, that would not be dry.
Okay.
We might need to move along.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So thank you, everyone. Aunt Jemima or whatever.
No, it's not Aunt.
It's not Aunt. That was just my slip. I was reading it wrong.
It's okay.
She slipped on a cherry.
Email us, and your email could be the next one we discuss.
At goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. Or just go to our website, click on the contact us, and just fill out the form. It's that simple. If you're lazy, I got it ready for you. So just, there you go.
Dribbleforkids.com/GBG.
That's it. Okay, so...
On to news.
Okay.
I so bad.
On to news. Okay. I don't got a lot of news. I only got a few things here and there.
Go for it.
All right. Off the top of my head, are you okay back there?
They're tears of joy.
I didn't
tears
even drink of... anything. I went to church.
Oh God.
Did you have communion wine?
No, that would've been great.
Communion's awesome.
We don't have wine in our church.
Yeah, we're lame like that in that degree. But it's cool though because it's like a mini snack if you're hungry because you're not having lunch yet.
I eat a lot of body.
I do. I eat a lot of the body of Christ, and I drink a lot from him too.
That's kind
of
gay.
You're gay for saying that.
Yes, you are.
How am I gay? You're the one putting guys' bodies in your mouth.
No, we're putting God's body in our mouth. That's totally different.
You're not Catholic.
Yeah. Feel bad for yourself because you're. You were raised Catholic.
We yeah, I don't stop. Feel bad anymore because I got over the Catholic guilt.
If you like to eat more of the body, it does not make you gay.
Can we do religion on radio?
No.
Praise Allah. I mean, don't. Or whatever.
Hey, look at this picture of Muhammad I just drew.
Nick, will you hand me the crayon?
I wish I had one.
Oh, I flushed it down the toilet. Sorry.
Crayon. So, movie news. The only thing I really got is Wolverine opens up 2009, May 1st.
That's Hugh Jackman?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Brian Cox is not returning as Stryker. It's Liv Schreiber is playing a young Stryker from the 1980s.
Weird.
Because that totally makes sense.
Weird.
Yeah.
But I like Liv Schreiber.
Is there baseball?
Yeah.
He reminds me of Balthazar Getty.
They're yeah.
Style. What looking doesn't? Actors.
Yeah. Did you watch Viva Laughlin?
I did. We'll do that during TV reviews.
Okay, fine.
Oh, but, well, wait.
Hugh La...
this is actually, I have no news. So, do you have more news? I looked for news. I just didn't have any.
I have news about baseball.
Oh, this is
remember, is this an entertainment. This is an entertainment podcast,
not sports.
No. I don't have news about baseball.
You do, but
the Boston came back from 3-1 to make it 3-3, and tonight's the deciding factor of whether or not who goes to the World Series. Bye.
All right.
Okay.
That was. That's all the news I got. I saw.
Is it really 3-3? It was like 3-1 at one point. That kind of
I just said that. They came back.
Oh.
Wait. I do got one more news. They cast Kirk and McCoy in Star Trek.
They cast McCoy.
Yeah. It's the guy from Lord of the Rings. He played the one guy that dated the blonde haired chick, Miranda Otto.
So this is definitely gonna be set like during the series.
I don't know.
The first 5 years.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the only way they could have.
I don't know.
All those people in it.
Please write in if you hate Star Trek.
No, we'll be bringing you more Star Trek movie news as it gets closer.
That's the vowel.
And that's really all there is.
Yeah, I couldn't find any news this week. It just was a slow news week. Sorry, guys. Oh, I guess Scrubs does premiere this coming week, so we could mention that.
Scrubs.
It comes back for its final season starting this Thursday.
Are we on TV yet?
Do we have a date for October Road?
No.
Jimmy, this is your question.
I really love
October
Road. Well, you know what?
There are several shows. There are several shows that are confirmed to come back this year, such as October Road, Notes from the Underbelly, and New Adventures of Old Christine, and none of them have premiere dates yet. So, mid-season.
That's right. Adventures for New Christine's not showing up
it
anywhere.
It is. We'll be back for a third season, but they will be back sometime in... Well,
October Road. January in 2008.
Yeah, and Christine, I think, is going to do January.
Yes, the first premiere episode will introduce Brett, Owen's hot-headed 35-year-old brother. He is intimidating, imposing, and smart.
Oh, ooh, I did one more news thing.
What?
I did have one more news thing. I did get the DVD of the complete series of What About Brian this week.
Oh, Lord.
Huge fan of What About Brian. I was so mad it got canceled. Still am. And there was, like, a special feature about what would have been in season 3, which was kind of cool. And a lot of that was... Barry Watson and then the other guy that plays his best friend on the show, like, saying, oh, yeah, we totally have, like, a kiss, get gay, and all kinds of crazy stuff that I'm sure they wanted to fit into the show, but it was funny. And there was also an episode, and I did not know, this doesn't happen very often. They filmed an episode that was supposed to be the season one finale, but decided that the episode before that would have been a better finale. So they threw out this entire episode and started season two, like, with different ways things played out. So the episode was on the DVD, a full 40-minute episode that they filmed and made, but decided they didn't like the way it went. So they threw it out and rewrote basically a whole different episode to keep going.
It occasionally happens.
So, and to be honest, it wasn't that great of an episode. But there were some different things that got resolved that would have been nice to see. But that's okay. Hmm. Okay, and now I'll premiere my new segment that even Nick knows nothing about.
I know nothing about it. So you can't blame me.
No, you can't. It is called the Colbert Minute. It does not have the T. Nick is shaking his head in shame.
Let me Minna.
Minna.
How about Minute?
No. What you may ask what a minute is. It is a minute really. Without the T. It's the new improved minute. It will not be 60 seconds. It does not conform to your conventional standards. It could be any time that it takes to talk about Colbert this week.
So it can be over right now?
No.
So wait a minute. Is this the thing you wanted me to interrupt?
Ask me questions about it.
But, I don't want to ask you anything about it because I don't care.
The first Colbert news story this week is Colbert has officially announced his run for President of the United States of America in 2008. He came on The Daily Show and announced he would consider it Tuesday evening, riding behind Uncle Sam on a bicycle. And on his Colbert Report Tuesday evening, he announced he would run for President of the United States.
Did you say report without the T on purpose?
Report, yes. It's called the Colbert Report. You ever watch the show?
Colbert. No.
Absolutely not.
Because she has a life.
He is running.
I actually watched a little bit of Jon Stewart and Steve Colbert. I just watched the one where this guy had a lot of stuff in his pockets. He's a congressman.
Dennis Kucinich from Cleveland. Yes. Yeah.
He keeps like a pocket constitution. He's the coolest guy.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty funny.
He had penis in his pocket?
Tea. He made tea. And then they like took it a step further.
It was like a little thing and he just pulled it out and started.
Well, he actually had a tea bag during an interview.
Oh, it was a tea bag.
He had a small thing.
But because.
He whipped it out on stage.
Because they had joked about it. He had had a tea bag in an interview. He managed to pull out hot water and a cup and sugar for Jon Stewart this week on the show.
So he was teabagging.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, anyway, Colbert is going to run for president in his home state of South Carolina. He is running as a Democrat and Charleston. Republican, so he can lose twice.
He's last place right now. There's a story on AOL today. My mom pulled
it. It doesn't matter. He's not really running. It's a joke.
I'm just saying.
But he is trying to get on the ballot as a Democrat and a Republican
we can
for the primary.
Pulling a Perot because Perot's third party candidate. His T is also silent.
It
but
is.
But Colbert is not a third party candidate.
Will you let me finish?
He's running as a Democrat and a Republican.
I was JK.
Will you let me finish? Will you let me finish?
Please, let me finish.
He was
let
also on Meet the Press this morning. I watched it.
Will you let me finish?
Talking to Tim Russer.
Will you let me finish?
Democracy.
Russer.
Will you let me finish? Are you finished? All right, I'm done.
Hi. You're a hot dog.
Hi. If you're a hot dog.
Would you eat yourself? I would. I'll be delicious.
Now, Colbert.
I forgot ketchup and mustard.
You're interrupting Colbert. Colbert does not need to be interrupted.
Colbert is interrupted.
Colbert is running for president, and I think he will
win. Can I make one comment before you go on?
Please, dear God.
I don't want to interrupt you any longer. May I?
I don't care.
Yes.
And the grammar now, Sam.
Is there baby oil next to that stereo?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I guess.
Yeah. It is.
In the studio.
Colbert's.
Sometimes I like to put a little on and feel all nice, and then when there's anal involved, yeah, it's fine.
It's okay, I have ADD.
As part of Colbert's run for president, he released the obligatory book, I Am America and So Can You. That's what we're waiting to review. But without having seen the book yet, I can announce for sure that it is probably the best book of the millennium, if not the best book of the era.
I disagree with that.
Why would you see it and not read it?
I have not seen it yet because it's not arrived. But I know without reading the book that it is the greatest book ever written.
I don't know. I like a book to entertain me, not to just make me learn
Jimmy
stuff.
Jimmy can't pronounce certain words with certain letters. Like, for instance, a cat does not have kittens like normal people think. Cats have kittens. Mountain Dew is Mounted Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Mounted Dew.
And thus ends the Colbert Minute for this Mountain. Episode. It will be better next Mountain. Episode when I don't get interrupted as much.
I like to.
And in the winter.
It's too late.
Please, you're just drawing it out more, and then I have to suffer through it.
I can't get into the character this week. There's too many distractions to get into the character.
It's okay.
So.
You know what? You're enjoying
it. It was a short minute this time. We will bring you a longer
menu.
You feel bad, Jimmy. I want you to do it.
It's okay. It's too late. I can't get into the character. It's over. It's over. I had a whole like script in my head with jokes and things that would have been really funny, but I couldn't get into them and do them because I kept getting distracted. So it's okay.
We've I wasted 30 got through seconds.
It's fine. We're good. We're golden. We're going to take a break.
As in 2 minutes.
We will take a break to recover. And then
we'll take a break and we'll be right back after this. All right, and we're back here at the Good and the Bad and Geeky. That was the Kinks.
Only took something. Us 3 minutes to get back.
I know.
People wouldn't shut up.
I don't think Nathan minds. No,
security,
no. Nathan will
studio,
mind. Nathan will mind, but he doesn't want to do it. There's a. It's like, why didn't you call me for the podcast this week? We're not going to talk about anything you know.
Well, he doesn't want to do it, but he doesn't want to be left out. So he's warring with himself.
Now, Winnie, on the other hand,
would be an asset to the show. Maybe we should invite her for an episode without Nathan.
We should have Wendy's Words of Wisdom. Alliteration. Wendy's Words of Wisdom.
I would be all about that.
And yeah.
A bad influence on me. I'm really not bad.
Jimmy's jubilant jerk.
That's alliteration too.
I'm not jerking off on the air.
Nathan nibbles on the
unless
nipples.
You pay me money.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Twice.
And nuts.
Your neck's gotta be really long. Have you ever tried sucking your own dick?
Well, that really
twice.
Happened.
Oh, tried or accomplished?
That really
what?
Happened.
To who?
No.
To Jimmy.
This is really happening. You're talking about sucking your own
dick on the air, yes. Every guy's tried.
You never tried
I've honestly not tried.
Really?
I don't want to lick my dick.
You're one of the few guys Wendy's, in the world who have not tried.
Wendy said that she can lick
I'm not gay
own.
For dick.
Can
let
you
alone
lick your
my own?
Poop?
Yes.
See, every girl's tried that,
hot.
And every guy's tried
that
to suck their own
so
dick.
Hot.
It just happened, you know.
Saying,
we do
I'm
have
not.
The explicit label for this episode. Wendy's like a gas that we're talking about. So risque, but we don't care.
We don't care.
Nathan's is too short.
I apologize.
Well,
really
his back's too small. His back's so small that he can't reach his dick.
I thought we talked about Thimble. Thimble.
Now who can't pronounce stuff?
Okay. So, okay.
Make fun of my pronunciation of pronunciation.
Sexual joking aside.
Movie reviews.
Movie reviews.
The Darjeeling Limited. Three of the four of us were at a special sneak preview showing of the Darjeeling Limited this week.
Yes, one of them wasn't supposed to be there, but somehow miraculously found a way. So now we can include
you
in this.
I got a call like an hour ahead of
the
time.
I know. I like the part.
You said that like I like snuck in or did something devious.
No. I thought it was funny though. I thought it was funny though because you kept saying, "Well, I wish I could go." And 2 weeks before, I tried getting you passes to my
Fox
sponsor.
And I never got the email.
Sponsor.
Yeah, I know.
And you went.
And I never got the email. I never got anything. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I get home from work Thursday, and a friend calls me up, and her friend that was supposed to go with her canceled, and she had an extra ticket. So that was really neat.
I know. Yeah. So we all got to sit together and watch the movie,
and then we had some fabulous ice cream after the show.
Yes, we did. It was an adventure just to get there because I almost killed Wendy.
Free advertisement.
Red light.
Give us some ice cream, Cold Stone.
Nick ran a red light, almost killed me.
I did.
Nick
parked. Wait. Let's talk about Nick's parking. Nick parked on the first floor parking garage. And he didn't know why all these parking spots were empty.
Yeah,
right
part,
by the door. Because all the spots were labeled really 1 hour parking only or you will be towed. And Nick parked.
We didn't know where we were going. We didn't know where we were going.
You're so lucky you didn't
get
towed.
We were really excited about getting that parking
spot. City of Columbus, send Nick.
And Jimmy ruined it for us.
We're entertainment. Is that what this is?
If you get a speeding ticket now,
this is an entertainment-based podcast.
Can I do a review on the restaurant McFadden's?
Is that a movie?
No, it
pertains to the adventure we had beforehand.
Go ahead.
Yes. McFadden's is an amazing restaurant. I recommend you all
going. McFadden's, please send us some gift certificates.
Yes.
It was wonderful. It was,
A lot of fun.
I had a great waitress.
And some free samples.
Look who's in the studio.
Hey, it's DJ Ugg Dog.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much. How about you? Chewing gum?
No.
Now this episode has everybody.
It has everybody.
Hey, how you doing? Did you walk in here?
What's the topic?
Right now,
Darjeeling Limited.
Yes,
sort of.
I didn't get to see that one.
I didn't either.
You know, Wendy complained her picture was on the website. DJ Ugg Dog's picture's not on the website.
We'll put him on there too. We'll put
CentralOhioBrass.org.
CentralOhioBrass.org.
CentralOhioBrass.org. It's my band's website.
Nobody cares
about
your
We'll put that in there too. We'll put like a website you want to.
It is brass-tastic.
You can do your MySpace page.
Go I'm a C tuba. You can never mind.
Well, B flat, but I play C.
Wendy's like going to deep throat the microphone.
You should request me to be your friend on MySpace. Look me up.
Wendy Webb. She is a friend of both Nick Nitro and Jimmy.
MySpace.com/ I don't know which way it goes.
Forward slash.
Wendy 8i8. It looks like a butterfly because I'm that cute.
Wendy is a butterface, meaning everything's nice about her.
Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Her face is nice.
Aww.
So
after a machine.
Well, the movie is done by director Wes Anderson. I like how I took that around.
Thank you.
It's Anderson directed by Wes Anderson, who's done Royal Tenenbaums, Rushmore, and Life of Aquatic.
And Bottle Rocket.
Okay, so it's quirky. It's a quirky movie. Yeah. Wendy, this is the first time you've ever seen one of Wes's movies.
That's right. It's my first experience.
With Wes Anderson.
What did you think?
What did you think?
He popped your hymen. Metaphorically.
And literally.
For Wes Anderson.
I thought it was amazing. It was amazing. It was right at my humor level. I thought everything was hilarious. And it's not like the ha ha ha, I'm going to like die from laughing.
It's quirky, funny.
It's like, that's funny.
Right. Like the characters take themselves seriously. They're not trying to tell a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Here's your itineraries for the day. Here's your itinerary.
Like they're not trying
to be
funny.
When Jimmy tells a joke,
very
it's
understated,
really not
funny, dry,
but it could be a little bit. But when I tell a joke, it's just really hilarious. I'm comedic, but Jimmy's just sad.
No, that's not at all what we're talking about.
No,
Royal Tenenbaums is still my favorite, but I think Darjeeling went up to number two.
Well, the movie's about the Owen Wilson. He's one of the 23 brothers between Jason Schwartzman
and Adrian Brody.
And Adrian Brody,
they
who
seen each other in a year.
Is bandaged up horribly.
Is he the hot one?
Who?
Which one?
The one you were liking?
Yeah.
Jason Schwartzman. He was the drummer for Phantom Planet, used to be. And Coconut Records, get on iTunes, great song, great CD. Night Timing.
More free advertisement.
Oh, did you get it?
No.
No.
Oh, I forgot. I lost my list. Big old.
Okay, well, I'll make one for you before you leave here.
Okay, well, they're on a train. They haven't seen each other in a year since their father's
Well,
funeral. What they don't know is Owen Wilson's taking them to visit their mother, who is now a nun in India.
Right, they're thinking this trek to the mother will get them to get, you know, come back to be a family again. And of course, it's really
nothing goes as planned.
Nothing at all goes as planned, and it gets really serious real quick. Like usually, there's a build up towards the serious moment. It just happens in the middle of the film,
right?
And it's just really sort of sudden. And like the moment that it happens to Owen Wilson, like someone dies in the movie, and Owen Wilson just goes, "Well, look at those bunch of assholes," and it's really funny. And then when it happens so fast that you're like, oh, this is not funny anymore. This is really sort of sad.
It was really good. It was more mature than his other
pictures. Yes, it's the most mature. Well, usually he has something like right now, like if I was in a Wes Anderson movie, like everything on my desk would be have a close-up of it and it would be categorized to like, you know, my pens, Nick's water bottle, Nick's keyboard, Nick's camera, Nick's Garfield ruler. Exactly, my
girl.
Playboy girl. Yes,
Nick's Playgirl.
So, yeah. So the movies are real quirky like that, and this one wasn't as much as his other films. So
It was really good though. Like the characters really found out who they were. I don't know. It didn't.
But
go
they didn't
the way
change.
You expected.
They didn't change either.
Right, and it didn't make the expected
I didn't
twists.
Think they changed.
He didn't try to make the completely unrealistic twists. He kind of took it in a different direction. It wasn't predictable. At all.
Yeah, and if for those who have seen it, it's also a prequel, sort of, is on iTunes for free.
Oh with Jason Schwartzman. And Natalie Portman, who's naked in it.
Yeah, that's not the reason,
that's part of the reason to watch it.
The Darjeeling Candidate? Darjeeling Train.
The Darjeeling Limited.
Darjeeling Limited.
Which is a train.
Darjeeling Limited.
Darjeeling.
He tried to spell it the other day.
No. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever have an interest in spelling,
what about
four people
who are ladies and
give you four
though.
Different
Listen.
Words, you can't funny. Spell it. Because one's like dodgering, one's like darjeering, and one's like
Darjeeling.
Dodgeball or something. Like you can't spell words if they keep adding things. Like I think there's an L in it now.
That's
it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get to see it. Nobody invited me.
Well,
we only had
show.
Two passes, and then if I knew what's her name was hooked up with Warner Brothers and
Amanda
Fox,
Bailey, yes.
I would. I'm going to knock her up for tickets more often.
Knock her
yeah,
up.
It's her
like how I said that.
She's
I
got
that
a boyfriend.
Nice. I don't like she her in that way. No
you
offense, Amanda
up.
Bailey, if you ever
I'm
listen to this.
Go down to her.
I don't think she likes you that way either. So it's okay.
And I hope she gives it to me, so I can have some.
Okay, so
no, you don't. She's a girl.
So, but yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
she sounds like a seal. When she laughs, it's
what?
Funny. She knows.
I think the other thing too that I think is funny about this, and I think you two can vouch for more experiences, that I think it nailed what brothers and possibly sisters are like with each other.
Yeah,
sort of like
siblings.
They splinter off into factions. And then they sort of don't, and like one tells the other one something behind the other one's back, like that.
I really like how Owen Wilson kind of became the motherly figure.
Well,
he did take the mothers because the mother wasn't
there,
and you'll find out
when they met the mother. He had the mother acted like
want
him.
Scrambled eggs.
Yes. He's going to have cereal.
Dinner.
He's going to have oatmeal. He's going to have eggs.
Will you not order for me? Will you
I
not
like
order
fish.
For me?
I like fish. You like chicken? You can have chicken. You'll take beef.
Like that.
Do not order for me. What do you want?
We'll
beef.
Have one fish, one chicken, one beef. Who wants soup? Raise your hand.
And then they all raise their hand.
Well, the other thing I think is really sort of sad too is at one point where they almost get kicked off the train. Owen Wilson sort of it's very under the radar, but he says it so fast. He just looks at everybody's like, "Did I raise you all wrong?
Yeah.
Was I that bad?" And then like these weird couple starts talking in German, and Adrian Brody's like, "They're really." Fucking annoying me.
Yeah.
Which you've done that before. You've been into a restaurant and you see someone. Like right now, Nathan, it's the same thing. He sees all of us sort of talking, more importantly me.
And he feels left out. And
he feels left
upset.
Out.
He's pouting.
He gets upset. He's pouting.
My right eye's leaking again.
Okay, well, on a scale of 1 to 4 stars, because that's what you get rate movies, 1 to 4 stars. How many stars would you
four.
Give this movie?
4.
I would give it 4.
All
right, watch
and,
it right now.
And you know, I want to see it again too. But you've not seen the other ones. One day we're going to have to do like a little movie thon. Get you because you've
I
seen
would
all the time.
Go
bombs.
For a Wes Anderson. Marathon.
Rushmore is still my favorite.
I own Tannenbaum's and Life Aquatic.
I own all three.
I have not got Rushmore because I'm holding up for the Criterion Edition. And I haven't found it for like less than $30. So I'll want it.
Yeah, you're not. It's hard.
I'll keep surfing on eBay. I'll get it eventually.
All right. So any last thoughts? Comments?
Any more movie news? Anybody review views? I don't have any more movie stuff. I got some TV stuff. Not a lot, but a little.
You know what movie never gets old?
What?
Garden State. I love
it's
that movie.
It's pretty good.
I can watch that movie over and over
Speaking
and over
Natalie Portman,
and I
yes.
love the soundtrack. The soundtrack is amazing.
Soundtrack is really good.
I love it.
Actually, I love. Well, it's cliche to say, but Zach Braff has good, really does good taste in music.
Yeah.
And especially because it's indie music that doesn't get heard. Like, have you seen The Last Kiss?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to.
It's really a lot darker from when, I mean, even Garden State. Like, Garden State was sort of like almost Scrubs without the laugh out loud comedy.
Right.
It's like just very. It's like
Garden State was
comedy.
The more serious version of Scrubs.
Right. And Last Kiss is totally the, it's like a very adult film. But he picked out, apparently, like when they were on the set, Tony Goldwyn, the director.
Yeah.
You ever seen the movie Ghost?
No.
With Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. They do, yeah, the bad guy he directed The Last Kiss. And being that he's an actor, because he's directing the movie, Zach Braff was like, listen, here's a good song for the scene. And then, like, other actors, and Zach Braff would get all the, like, Rachel Bussin from OC, they would bring all their songs to Zach Braff, and he would give it to Tony Goldwyn. And, like, almost every song in the movie was decided by either Zach Braff or the other cast members.
Cool.
I like Zach Braff.
Yes.
I do, too.
I do. He has great taste in music. Matter of fact, some of the...
And he's hot.
Well, I'm not gay, so... If I was secure in my masculinity, I would say he has awesome hair.
To paraphrase...
He's awesome.
Till death this week. I'm about the most heterosexual man you'll ever meet, but even I have to say he's awesome.
Okay.
Eddie K. Thomas, number one.
All right. Eddie K. Thomas acts very gay.
And then she's like, really? The most attractive? Our most heterosexual? Yeah, that's funny.
I didn't get to watch any shows that were recorded this week because my mom...
deleted them?
Box was full. And I didn't get to watch them. She called Time Warner because she couldn't figure out that 100% is the highest percent you can go. I love her.
Oh, God.
She deleted Simpsons. I don't get Simpsons anymore, and I only can afford the season 6.
Hey,
so if anybody has
money
for season 7 through 10,
hey, you guys, does that mean you guys both missed The Office?
No, I watched it.
All right, well,
I was
a fan.
I didn't get to see it.
Oh, he still has it.
If you want to drive up to my place, you can watch Simpsons and The Office.
No.
Okay.
Boys are raped in Jimmy's apartment.
No, they're not.
It's a fact.
They're
consensual. When I move in at the end of December, that will totally change.
Just kidding. It's not funny.
So was the barber. And never mind.
Not funny. Okay. We did have a couple premieres this week.
What TV shows?
Big Bang Theory is hilarious. Sorry.
It was.
It is.
Actually, I had a comment about Big Bang. We can do that first before we hit premieres. Sarah Gilbert, who brought this up last week, was in last week's episode.
He's in this next week.
And then this week's episode had Laurie Metcalf. So it's like a whole Roseanne reunion.
Again?
Because they've had three actors
in the last episode I watched. Yeah, I noticed that. They shared like a scientific proposal on a kiss and whether or not they should date.
No, that's Sarah Gilbert. Laurie Metcalf was Sarah
Gilbert's
sister. Oh, and Jackie. She's hilarious. She was
a monk. The OCD one.
She was a monk.
She played her mother. And if you're a fan of Frasier, she also played Frasier's ex-girlfriend.
She's played a lot of stuff. She's a really good actress.
She plays like
Uncle Buck.
Yes.
And JFK.
And that show that Norm MacDonald starred in.
Whatever happened to the girl that did Saved by the Bell and Showgirls?
Elizabeth Berkley?
Elizabeth Berkley, she's actually very somewhat successful doing independent film.
Okay.
Like, it's not like I'm getting naked for an independent, like she's doing like, acting roles.
Oh.
Like I have a movie with her upstairs called Roger Dodger. It's not bad.
Okay. Well, anyway, Big Bang's good. Check out Big Bang. It's got the best theme song on television right now. But we did have two really kind of
Watch them. At all, because
Price is Right was kind of a premiere because Drew Carey did his first episode this week. And to be honest,
was it bad?
Well, the reviews.
I just won't accept Jim. I don't know. I think it's wrong.
Well, the reviews were pretty good, and even Bob Barker said he was really impressed with them. But I watched parts of the first episode. I ended up fast forwarding the whole hour and 10 minutes because he was boring me. It felt like he was phoning it in. It didn't seem like he cared about
Hey, I'm Drew Carey. How you doing?
He wasn't like that.
I'm fan of weird glasses. All right. Hey, I'm Drew Carey.
He wasn't like that.
I have another show.
I love Drew Carey, but I was very disappointed.
He wasn't funny enough.
Does he still say help control the pet population?
Yes, he did end with the spay and neuter comment. Yes, he did.
I still can't see. I can't do it. I won't be able to.
And his very first wheel spinny woman landed exactly on the dollar, which I thought was kind of cool.
Huh. I bet they rigged it.
I don't think so. But, I was disappointed.
Do you think Surprise is Right will come out on DVD?
No.
With Bob?
No.
Dear God, no.
I want
but then again, though.
I want Mama's Family to come out on DVD.
It's already coming out on DVD.
It finally is? Because I know Carol Burnett wouldn't let it.
No, well, they're doing a best. Well, the part of the problem is they won't, they want to do it the complete collection, which includes the skits from the Carol Burnett show and the series, because the series got canceled after the first season, and then it got brought back because it was in syndication and got popular. That's why, if you notice, the guy, what's his name? You ever seen Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
The guy who's in the Carol Burnett show that played the father of the family, Mama's husband, in the first season he's there, but then he miraculously disappears.
He died.
Well, it's part of the problem is the show got canceled, so they couldn't pay him enough to bring him back. That's why he's missing from
the rest of it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we did have two series premieres this week.
Viva
Laughlin premiered on Thursday, and the second episode airs tonight, which kind of confused me that it's going to be on Sundays. But
they're trying to get rid of it as fast as they can. Because
to be honest, it was disappointing. Like, I liked it mostly. What bothered me about the musical numbers, and they were frequent in the first half, and then like not at all in the second half, was that rather than just let the actors sing the songs, they still played the original singer singing the songs, and the actors sang with them. It was really weird and stupid to do it that way. But I was a little disappointed.
Major bummer, folks.
But yeah, the first half was really good with all the music. The second half wasn't so good. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be canceled quick. And the other show that premiered this week was Samantha Who, which has a fantastic cast, and it was really funny.
I heard good things about that.
It's really funny. I like it. Melissa McCartney cracks me up. She's on Gilmore Girls, and she was really funny. And Christina Applegate was really funny.
Was it the same Christina Applegate from The Sweetest Thing, where she sings the penis song?
No, this is good girl, Christina Applegate. Like, she used to be this really nasty, evil person, but she can't remember it, so now she's all good and sweet. And so
she was hot in the
She's trying to recompete. And Barry Watson from What About Brian stars as her boyfriend, who had just broke up with her. And Melissa McCartney from Gilmore Girls stars. And Tim Russ from Star Trek Voyager stars as her doorman.
What the fuck?
And Jean Smart, who's awesome, is starring in it as her mother, so it's gonna really.
That was uncalled for.
I didn't mean to. I was gonna roll forward and throw this away. I'm sorry.
Did you roll over Nick?
Yes.
On purpose. Sorry.
Did you roll over Beethoven?
But it's gonna really good. And what interested me is Robert Duncan McNeil directed and is an executive producer.
Might as well listen to Jimmy.
Yes. Something that caught my eye about Samantha Who, Robert Duncan McNeil directed and is exec producer on it.
Who is that?
If you give me a second, I'll tell you.
I don't care.
He was one of the exec producers of What About Brian. He starred in a little show called Star Trek Voyager as Tom Paris, which is probably why Tim Russ is also starring in Samantha Who.
I just told him I want dessert.
Okay, whatever, you guys don't care.
I honestly don't.
The other one other show I want to talk about wasn't a premiere, but South Park did part one of three. They're doing a three-parter called Kyle Sucks Cartman's Balls. And part of it was they had a bet that Cartman said he saw a leprechaun, and Kyle's like, no, you didn't. And so Kyle signed a contract that if Cartman could prove that he saw a leprechaun, he would suck his balls. And then if they couldn't prove it, then Cartman owed Kyle $10. Well, he proved it. There was a leprechaun. And then, so
they proved it in part one.
They proved it in part one, right away. Well, no, listen. They proved it like the first couple minutes of part one. That's not like the main plot.
It's children on children action.
Cartman's plot for the episode is Cartman has pursued Kyle and kids trying to make him go good on the contract, and Kyle won't. He even took it to the court, and the court ordered Kyle to suck Cartman's balls, and he still didn't do it. And then they, like, got picked up in a magic hot air balloon and taken to Imagination Land, which is what the leprechaun was trying to warn them about, where all your favorite characters from cartoons and stuff are there. There's, like, a Ninja Turtle and just all kinds of different animated characters. Ronald McDonald.
He-Man
and I didn't see He-Man, but there were so many that I'm not sure. They're probably a little scarf guy from He-Man.
Snarf
or whatever. He was there.
No, that's Thundercats.
Thundercats, yeah. He was there.
Snarf.
Right. Just
Snorks.
Everybody was there. The Care Bears Care Bears were there. And shut up. And these terrorists from Iran came, and they had bombs strapped to them, and they blew up these Imagination Land. And they took a Care Bear and shot him through the head.
No.
And they sent a terrorist video to the U.S. government. I don't remember.
What color
and
was he?
Like pink or something.
Probably.
And then a blue one too. There was a blue one too that died.
No, that's the night one. Good night one.
Probably. Well,
yeah,
but anyway, they told the United States that if their demands aren't met, then they're going to destroy Imagination Land. And the U.S. hadn't met their demands, and they have Butters as their captive. Kyle and everybody else escaped, but Butters is kidnapped. And at the end of the episode, the end of part one, they blew up the wall that holds out all the evil imagination things. So the evil stuff was coming into the good ones.
Oh, no.
And that's how part one ended.
Hermaphroditus.
And so that's why Kyle didn't have to suck his balls, because he got on the hot air balloon and went to Imagination Land. But now he's back, and now the government's, like, took Kyle and Stan to go rescue Butters and, like, try to fix Imagination Land. And at the end,
Cartman like hitched a ride with a truck driver, and he's like, "I'm going to get my balls sucked," and that was like the end of the episode.
I bet you anything that the whole joke is that if Kyle sucks Cartman balls like he promised, Imagination Land will be safe forever. But it was not going to happen for the last 5 minutes.
I don't know. We'll see. There's two more parts. I'm very excited.
That's stupid.
To be honest,
enough.
The first two episodes of South Park this season were a little disappointing. This one was awesome. Partly because it had all of my favorite childhood characters in it, but it was just really good. So I would recommend. I'm sure they will rerun it 8,000 times this week. I recommend you catch it and tune into part two on Wednesday evening because it's going to be awesome.
I would if I had DVR. I don't have DVR because I'm poor.
And my picks of the week, because I do a new show and an old show pick of the week. Old show pick of the week, My Name is Earl. It was fantastic. Did you watch it?
Yes, of course.
It had like a cartoon part and a soap opera part. It was like everybody's imagining how things could be.
Earl kept imagining, like Earl just had a white canvas.
Yes.
And then like this weird
acrobat
kept flying in. He's like, God damn it, get out of here. He's like, oh, it's not my fault. I'd disappear if you stopped thinking about me.
Right.
And he's just like, well, I'm not thinking about you. Sure, you're not.
Right.
He just would sit there. And all of a sudden, he goes, no, seriously, you're gone. He gets yanked away real quick, and all of a sudden, he comes back again because he can't think of anything, right? But, like, Randy starts, like...
Randy's a superhero.
You remember H.R. Puff and stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, H.R. Puff and stuff.
He was in Imagination Land.
Yeah.
H.R. Puff and stuff was in Imagination Land.
H.R. Puff and stuff comes in, and it's like, well, come on, Randy, let's go save your brother. It was funny.
And then they, like, it was great. And then the bad guy, like, after they defeat the henchman, the bad guy just sits there and parties with them.
Yeah, imagine, like, all the bad stuff from Austin Powers movies.
Yeah, only, like, worse.
Yeah, it's worse.
And I loved Catalina's, where she cried every 5 seconds in her soap opera. These are tears of joy. These are sad tears.
I didn't even see the Thursdays, because the TiVo.
Oh, see,
it was good. It's the last full hour of The Office.
I won't ever get to see it.
Karen returns to The Office this coming week.
She's a bad guy this whole season.
Well, she's another branch manager.
I know. She's another bad guy.
And she's going to try to steal Stanley.
This week's episode.
This week's episode of The Office, Karen comes back. She's a new branch.
For the record, I hate her.
Well, she's a new branch manager, and she's trying to steal Stanley from them.
She's a witch.
Yeah.
I liked her. She's a good actor, right?
I liked her.
So I guess.
But I'm hating Ryan right now, and it'll be fun that he's got like a henchman almost.
By the way, remember how I said there was a Halloween episode with a bat? I'm wrong. It's actually called Business School. It's where Michael and Ryan go to business class, and Michael goes out there thinking that Ryan talked him up, and then he finds out that Ryan actually said Dunder Mifflin's going to go out of business here in 5 years.
Yeah.
And, like, meanwhile, there's a bat in the ceiling. It's not a Halloween episode. It was, like, towards the end of season three.
Yeah.
Well, I kept saying, well, Joss Whedon directed an episode, and it has a bat,
it did
blah,
have
blah,
a bat. And they, like, were joking about vampires.
They had a Halloween episode.
Twice. I feel very weird. Like, I got...
The Office was really good this week with Dwight's farm and Jim and Pam.
That
was
Jim and Pam.
Oh, they're true friends, Dwight.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Michael's relationship with Jan I liked for the first time since it started.
It felt genuine.
Right. Yeah, it did. Yeah, so you did end up seeing it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
It was so sad, too.
The moment.
He's only with her for a judge.
When Jim was with Dwight and they were having their little moment, and then Jim realized how much Pam means to him.
And he goes,
ran in and kissed her right in.
See, the only thing about The Office is the moment they do that, they also equally take you down for some relationships, too, because I would love to see Dwight and Jim sort of get along, but still, like, playfully hate each other. But, like, of course, you can't do that in The Office. So when Jim realizes that, he gets up to kiss Pam. And the moment Dwight actually goes, because that's the other thing too, Dwight's not reaching out to Jim like Jim would think he would be.
Right.
And the moment Jim leaves, Dwight reaches out for Jim and he's gone.
But it's still good. It was good because the moment Pam and Jim realize that Dwight's back,
right,
he's going to forget about
Well, that's why they did it too.
And poor Aunt Dwight, when Angela accepted Andy's offer for dinner.
And think Andy is
And the fact that Andy gave Angela the same cat that Dwight did.
But Andy doesn't know that. Andy doesn't understand.
Yeah, that's what's heartbreaking because
Andy wants
sort of
to be Dwight's friend. Yeah, if it wasn't for, I mean, if Dwight would just open up to Andy. Andy would back
off.
Well,
Dwight is a shrewd. Shrewds do not do that.
Right.
And did you know that when shrewds soil their royal oats, they get a bag of oats. The oats you can do whatever you wish with.
Yes.
If you like to make oatmeal, that is your choice. It's your oats.
Well, Earl was still my pick of the week, but I really like The Office. What was your old pick of the week?
I have to go with The Office.
The Office. It was really good. I don't know. Awesome. I only picked Earl because it was so unique.
The Office. Because in the very last couple minutes of The Office.
Pam and Jim probably did something.
Pam and Jim. Pam and Jim were talking. Well, after Jim kisses Pam, and then he asks her out to dinner, and they're all
like Italian.
Do you like, or Jim, Pam goes, you know, Jim really is very passionate about Italian food. And then Jim says, I really like Italian food, or something like, I love, or I think I'm falling in love with Italian food, or something.
Yes, it is all, it was
I
totally
love
great.
Jim Halpert.
Yeah. And then even the whole Jan and Michael thing was actually well done.
Well done.
Because I'm still watching this, I'm rewatching season 3 again just because I think I missed a few episodes, and that relationship was actually, it's really weird. It is,
but now that we start to get a peek of the actual relationship instead of Michael's perception of the relationship that he tries to portray to the office.
Yeah, I hope they fire Ryan soon.
I don't think they will.
I hate Ryan.
Ryan's one of the principal, like, 5 cast members that matter the most. So
he's also a writer on the show, and he hates having to write and
I know, but I like what they're doing with this character. So
that's one of the reasons why they gave him the job.
We'll see. But anyway. Okay, and your new show pick of the week. What do you think for this week?
Probably not Caveman.
I missed it. I heard it got better the second episode.
But what new show did you really like this week?
I didn't like any of them.
Really? Even Pushing Daisies?
Oh,
I was going to resubmit Pushing Daisies again. Reaper was pretty darn good, but I was going to resubmit Pushing Daisies once again because it was a really good episode. Now the ants, I totally think Olive's going to tell the ants that she's alive.
Yeah.
We'll bring the ants back in the plot. But Pushing Daisies is the number 2 new show in the ratings. Private Practice is number 1, which is awesome because I love Private Practice.
Private Practice, is that the spinoff?
Oh, Grey's Anatomy? It's the number 1 new show.
Yeah. So, is it another doctor show? Great.
Yeah,
but it's different.
There must be a competition between shitty doctor shows and shitty judge shows.
Excuse me. Shitty Desperate Housewives. Or not Desperate Housewives.
Shitty Desperate Housewives.
Grey's Anatomy and
Private
Practice are good doctor shows. And Grey's Anatomy is still in the top 5 TV shows, and Housewives is back up in the top 5.
I like the part
season.
Where CSI is crushing it, like, barely.
I am disappointed that CSI is beating Grey's Anatomy after all last season when Grey's Anatomy beat CSI, but it'll probably go back.
Collectively, the fans.
Well, to be honest, Grey's Anatomy hasn't been as good starting this season as it was last season. Though this week's Grey's was really good, but the first couple Grey's were kind of mediocre.
Do you have anything else?
Those are my picks of the week.
We didn't start until like 10, 15 after.
Doesn't matter.
We passed it.
Oh, the first half was
like 15,
20 minutes
long. We don't really time ourselves. We just kind of
we at least do an hour.
Ish. Haven't we made it?
Yeah.
We don't have a time. We just kind of... Yes.
We just free ball.
We're good.
We teabag it. We teabag it.
Free ball.
That means you don't wear underwear.
Let me run with you tonight.
Okay,
I'll take
Dylan.
You on the moonlight ride.
Robert Dylan. Mary had a little lamb.
You guys know who Casey Chambers is. It's Casey with a K. K-A-S-E-Y.
Casey Kasem, America Top 40.
Is an absolutely amazing singer. Her voice is soothing, and she has a little bit of kind of different genre. She seems kind of slow, plays guitar, does a little jazz, a little blues.
Kind of slow.
Anyway.
She's just wonderful. You know what? We were told about BS, okay? I listened to your TV
stuff.
We said
the show was done.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We are done.
Thank you all.
Are we really done?
We're not done.
I just said, is there anything else? Oh. Did I say we were officially done?
I just said 40 seconds.
Nathan, you know what? That 40 seconds is fine. It's yours.
Good.
It was the worst 40 seconds of the show.
Really?
No, okay. Nothing could be as bad as like 3 weeks ago, okay?
Minute.
That's true.
That was horrible.
The menu would have been awesome if you had let me go with it.
Minute.
Hey, you know what? Let's proposition you now while we're sort of live.
Minute.
We need a theme song. You up to it?
No.
I'll do it.
You two can both work on it.
Yeah.
We need a theme song.
Big Bang Geeky, it's not cheeky.
Big.
Find us on a computer and seeky.
If you just want to do it.
No, seriously.
No.
It's bad.
It's good. It's good.
And it's geeky.
It's geeky. It's geeky.
Shoes.
If you just like
shoes.
These shoes got $300.
Shoes.
Get them.
Cat eye.
Shoes. These shoes rule.
I watched.
These shoes suck.
If you go to YouTube,
these shoes rule.
Look under trombones.
These shoes suck.
Type in trombones. There, I think there's 4 girls playing Stars and Stripes Forever. They're like
Like the ending, like where it goes do 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 do, like starting there. It's just amazing. Like this girl does the piccolo part on the trombone. It's amazing. And the bass trombone. Oh my gosh, she plays so low and in tune. It's amazing. These chicks can bone. I mean, it's, I might know. I'm trying.
They're
to
good boners.
Them, they're good, amazing trombones.
They have
it's
large boners.
Shiny.
It's hard. To, I mean, it's not easy. Like it's hard. And it's really good.
It's hard, to bone her.
Their boners are hard.
I'm not affiliated with these men and women, ladies.
Okay, so no, seriously. Really we're going
to
think
is it hard to bone her? I know that was
she's
funny.
Not
no,
will,
it wasn't.
She's not,
that
she's
joke?
Not willing. It's easier to bone her when she's gagged and she can't talk.
You can see the look on Wendy when
okay,
she
now can I just say that I assisted by look. Just saying it in the first place. It was okay. Made funny by Nathan Haley.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
All right, I think that's really it. So thank you all.
From the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Studios.
We're bad. We're just a little geeky. Good and bad. Just a little geeky. It's the Nick Nitro, Jimmy Nathan, Woody Show.
From the Good, the Bad, the Geeky Studios in beautiful Columbus, Ohio.
This is Nick Nitro and Jimmy.
And Wendy and Nathan.
And Wendy.
Signing off.
Signing off.
See you next week.
You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, cheapers! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!